This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Cody.
What up? This is Benny Blanco.
Hey, it's Vance Drew
on Ash London Live.
I know you guys have known each other for a while, but do you remember the actual first time you met? Because I love these, like, Hollywood stories. Like, yeah, my friend, that guy who's famous, and we're at some club that's, like, famous, and then he was like, you should meet Benny. Do you actually remember the time?
I don't think we were at a nightclub. I can say that. where were we? Do you remember?
I remember, like, yeah, it definitely wasn't that kind of vibe. It was at a studio in LA, and I came in to do a co-writing session, and, like, all I knew was that Benny wanted to, like, work with me, and that, like, and I'd been like, wow, this is exciting, working with this guy, you know, I'm a fan. And I was super nervous. I walked into this studio and there was like a few people around, and it was like a few different rooms happening with co-writes. And I just remember Benny, like, it was like I had a guitar, like Benny gave it to me, and he was kind of just like, he was just like, yeah, play some stuff. And I don't know, there was that kind of nice energy of excitement and also like nervousness. And his song just started happening, and I think he just brings the best out of the artists that he works with. So that was cool. And that excitement, that little bit of magic is like, that's a good sign, I think, when you
Benny magic.
Remember when we went to eat so much food? What did we do with Linda and Magnus? Where did we go? We went to like 100 different restaurants.
Yeah, we went to like Indian restaurants. This is like at the start of last year.
Like all at one time, or like all different restaurants in different days?
No, in one day we went so many places. Where didn't we go to like a million like desserts?
Yeah, there was like an Indian, like a Indian place that we had to go to try. And so we went to this Indian restaurant, and then you were like, we've got to try some like desserts. And we went to like 5 different ice cream places with like Linda and Magnus, and it was a good crew of mates, and like, but everyone was sharing ice creams, and I was like, I'm not getting in on this like sharing dairy vibe.
Isn't this the best interview? Anytime I'm ever doing an interview with you, we never talk about the song, and then we do it the very last second for like 20 seconds. I love it.
I just forgot we were doing an interview. I don't even know why. I mean, I just got told to open my computer. Now I don't know. You guys are on it. This is good.
Out of all the people like that I interview, you're like, I'm always very excited to talk to you.
That's lovely. Thank you. Because you work your ass off at something for, you know, a while I've been doing it. And, you know, it's nice to hear that. I really appreciate that, Benny. You're a pretty good producer.
This is the Ash London Live podcast. Ash London Live.
Do you actually have a count of, like, how many countries you've been to or how many gigs you play? Do you have any sort of, like, count on that, or is it just you don't want to know?
No, I mean, if you really counted every gig that I've played in my life, you'd be beginning them from, you know, when I would do open mic night. So yeah. Like from 13 until pretty much I'll be 26. So I would have done thousands of gigs.
So cool. Half your life. Isn't that weird? Half your life, you can say that now.
When you realise that you're like moving up to pushing 30, like it freaks me out.
Whatever level of not giving a shit about other people's opinions you had before, you give like 10 times even less shits than that. It's like this weird thing happens to you when you're just like, I'm a legend.
I'm literally going to not have any emotions left if that's me. I think if it's always truthful and you're not straying too far from the path, then you're going to be genuinely quite happy. And when you are really quite happy, you don't give a shit about the negatives around you because they don't really exist. You perceive it in a different light.
Oh, I love that. And it leads perfectly into this album because I read that this quote that I really loved. It has to be honest and it has to come from the heart because if you know that it's truly
yes, it
honest,
does.
Then you can't f it up.
Yep, that's so, pretty much it. If you were honest and truthful about stuff, then that is what it is.
Hmm.
It's the truth. And it's taken me a long time to get there, just in many different avenues of my life. Like, I just like to make music that I'm being genuine about because I've made music that I didn't fully do that in before. And those are the things that I'm not that happy that I ever released them.
Interesting.
And now it's different.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Conan Gray.
You maniac.
And I'm hanging out on Ash London Live.
I love Overdrive. Talk to me about the sentiment of this because it kind of reminds me of like when you're young and it's like a big YOLO.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, to me, Overdrive is just like a
it's a fantasy. It's like escape. You know, I've spent the whole past year, like, you know, sitting at home and been very bored. And like the main thing I wish I could do right now is just find someone and move to another country with them and like steal a car and do a bunch of crazy stuff, which I can't do. And so, yeah, for me, it's just like I wanted to release something that made me feel good, something that could spread a little joy right now. I think we could all use a little joy and a little escape. So, yeah.
I love that. Do you feel the pressure? Because when someone your age especially, like they have a great year, they come out of, well, like not nowhere, like you've been working your ass off, but like Maniac was so big, Heather was so big. Do you then have that like, oh God, I have to like keep doing this and keep achieving? Or do you just, can you just enjoy it and make music that you want to make?
That's a good question. I mean, I think I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it at all. I don't have that type of self-confidence. Let's not lie to ourselves here. I'm a deeply insecure person. But I think that to me, the reasons why any of the songs have ever meant anything to anyone is because I was honest in them. I think anytime I'm writing a song, I try to be as real or as honest and really try to get like my actual emotions into that song. And so if I start to like, you know, try to become something that I'm not and try to kind of like make myself seem cooler than I am or make myself seem, I don't know, like I handled the situation better than I actually did, I think that's when stuff starts to get bad. And so people start to be like, what are you even saying? You know, like this isn't even a human being singing these songs. So I think that kind of just mindset is what keeps me trying to be as honest and real as possible. Otherwise, people just won't relate at all.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
What's up, guys? I'm Sabrina Carpenter.
Ash London Live.
You know what just happened, though? I'm wearing one of my favorite dresses today, and I just walked into the studio with my producer and realized that there is a massive hole in front of my ass on my dress. So,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have something like wrapped around your waist right now?
Well, I'm happy for everyone at work to see my butt, but I have to go out after this and I haven't brought anything. So
gotcha.
I'm going to have to do a cheeky dress shop, I think. Cheeky, no pun intended.
Oh, okay. So that's how your day's going. Yeah. All my clothes are perfectly sewn.
Okay.
No holes. So my day's going slightly better than yours.
You're a proper adult, that's why. You check yourself in the mirror before you leave for work for the day
barely.
With your left butt cheek, shall we? So for someone, like usually when I chat to artists, they've really only got their kind of musical career to focus on and everything kind of runs around this music schedule. But for you, it's a little different. So I'm really interested to know how you approach an album release, a single release, a plan, when you've also got to think about, well, I've got X, Y, and Z filming blocks coming up. So how do you approach that?
You know, I've been very lucky. I felt like I was born with a gifted ability to multitask that I don't really know quite how it works.
It's called
I
being
really
a woman,
just
babe.
Sort of I think for the last few years of my life, it really has just been like, you know, I'm kind of migrating through like in and out these phases. Yeah. And if projects come along that are really important to me, then, you know, I want to be a part of them and I get them done. But music is never really something that I put down. So I think it's kind of a little bit easier to just sort of have an overall view of kind of like what I envision and, you know, what I imagine for the release of a project. If it is, you know, a more long-term project like right now, like I've been, you know, writing music for the last 2 years since the release of my last record. Like, I never really stopped. I was doing a few things in between there, but even when I was on set of filming other movies, like, I was constantly writing and constantly in sessions in different places and different cities. So, I just sort of, like, always have that love of music driving me that no matter where I am or what I'm doing, like, I'm kind of focused on whatever that next chapter will be and what that will look like.
Yeah.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
I'm Esty Haim.
I'm Alana Haim.
And I'm Danielle Haim.
And we are Haim.
Haim.
And who's the person that communicates the news to you that you've been nominated for multiple Grammys, including Album of the Year? Like, do you read that on a website?
It was the internet.
Yeah, the internet
like,
told us.
We had no idea. Like, if anything, I knew that the nominations were coming out, but I didn't expect anything. So I just kind of, like, I didn't even have my phone. I, like, didn't even have my phone. And then it like started blowing up, and I was like, what? Because the first one we found out about was best rock performance, and I was like, holy f-.
Yeah.
Oh, can I swear?
It's Australia. Know, it's
I
swear. Fine.
I forgot that I'm on
video.
And then bleep. And then so we were just like freaking out just by that. And so then I was really like, okay, we got like
we got our nom.
Like now we're like, good. Let's start drinking. And then it was like 15 minutes later, it was like, oh no, now you're nominated for Album of the Year. And then I called my parents and I started to cry. That's like
so
when I
they.
Was like. And so the sob fest of like calling my parents and them being like, they like went down memory lane. They're like, remember when we used to play the street fair?
And we were like, by the way, also when we called, when we FaceTimed our parents, our dad was wearing a shirt that just says Esty on it.
Yeah. So he picked his favorite.
We all know who his favorite is.
Yeah.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Ash London Live.
Well, we are absolutely loving the business, but this is like, I don't know whether we'd call it kind of a sleeper hit or what, because it's not a new song, but down in Australia, we are we're frothing, which means like, we love it. So is that weird? Because you never know when that's going to happen. Sometimes a song comes out straight away. It's like, boom. Other times it's got to chill, live online, whatever. And then it happens a month later or a year later.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The song came out in September last year, at the end of September. And it's been a slow grow everywhere. It hits the charts number 50, then it goes to 45, because I follow the charts, of course, when my song is out. And it's been crawling up there like every week. And now it's top 10 almost everywhere, and global top 10 as well.
So sick.
And yeah, it's amazing. It's the best thing ever. I think it's the best kind of hit you can have. And it
I love
slowly,
that.
And then it stays up there forever.
Yeah, boom. And now I've got the Ty Dolla $ign remix. I mean, if for normal people like me, I always wonder, like, how did Tiësto and Ty Dolla $ign become rich? Like, I assume that all famous musicians kind of know each other, but I know that's not really true. So how did this happen?
Yeah. Well, I met him on the plane, actually, a couple of years ago. And I forgot where we flew somewhere, and we were on the same plane, and we just started talking. Yeah, we should do something together. And then, you know, never happened, of course. And then he hit me up that he really liked the song. He really liked the business. And he was like, you know, I want to remix it, like make my own version. I was like, of course. You know, because I really like Ty Dolla $ign. His music is great.
Yeah.
His other tracks, he's done with other DJs as well. You know, he's very talented. He took it to a different level.
Sick. I love that.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.